The normalcy of not understanding God's plan can be difficult for us to accept. Yet what you and I most need to understand is that our role is of a trusting child whose security rests in the character traits of the parent. In this case, we who know Christ as personal Savior and Lord can take the utmost security in our perfect Heavenly Father, who loves us beyond description, knows us better than anyone, and always orchestrates the best for us with eternity in mind. Today, when you feel devastated or distracted by something you just can't understand, run back to your secure base. Look up to Jesus Christ and seek God's face. He hasn't changed with the times. The good news never stops when bad news hits. So persist. And like a little child, cry out for your Heavenly Father. Romans 8:15 says, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." That term is one that is so special and priceless in the original language. It is just like a little child, or even just a baby just barely able to say data. And, you know, my husband and I have been blessed with a daughter, and we just can't thank God enough for her. And the way she relies on us so trustingly, so lovingly as a little baby, it's incredible. And that's exactly how we need to rely on the Lord. Just so trusting, not falling back into fear, but remembering that He, our Heavenly Father, is who He is. And you know, we need to take comfort also from Isaiah 66:13. An excerpt from that is where God said in His word, quote, "As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you." So no matter what you're facing, no matter how you feel right now, let yourself rest and trust in a childlike way. Trust in the Lord. Let go of trying to control things. Instead, rely on the Holy Spirit to lead you. That's what I need to do. That's what we all need to do. Let our Heavenly Father be our focus. And cast your cares on Christ as He cares for you. And remember, the Comforter never fails. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are who you are. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for always wanting what's best for us. Thank you for never changing, for being so good, so holy, so 100% eternally trustworthy. We look to you now, and we cast our cares upon you. And we thank you that you know everything, and we can totally rely on you. And so we do right now, even when we don't understand. And Lord, we just ask for your will, for your best, for all prayer requests. And we pray for those right now who realize they haven't yet known you. We pray with them right now. Lord Jesus, we've put our faith and trust in you and believe that you died on the cross and rose again, conquering sin and death in our place. On that cross, you took our punishment, and yet you conquered sin and death. And so we rely on you and you alone for salvation. And we welcome you to be the ruler, the Lord of our lives. We hold nothing back, and we repent of sin, and we turn to you now, and we confess you as Lord. We receive you, and we thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for making us new in you. And we pray for all churches, all pastors, all leaders, that you would draw them all close to yourself and send revival and a great awakening, Lord, to our country and to other countries. We pray for all our veterans and all those who are mourning. We just pray for your comfort. We give you everything and thank you that you are who you are. And we just rest in you now as Thank you for your love. Thank you for being the perfect parent. In Jesus' name, amen.